The question was asked, a non-Jew, when he prays, are his prayers accepted like a Jew's prayers? And Chazal teach us that we look at Shlomo's prayer when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo said, Ribon Shom, when a Jew prays to this place, give him what he deserves. And when a non-Jew prays to this place, so answer his prayers. So we find that Shlomo was saying that a non-Jew, even if he doesn't deserve it, answer his prayers, give him what he asks for. Because if you don't, then he won't buy into all this. He'll say, it's all a fake. So I'm erecting the temple, not only for the Jews. The non-Jews are also able to pray over here towards the temple. But their prayers, give them whatever they ask, even if they don't deserve it. The Jews, if they don't deserve it, don't give it to them. They'll be able to handle it. So we see that there exists this concept, that a non-Jew's prayer not only is accepted, but can sometimes be even more accepted than a Jew's prayer. There was a guy who learned here at Machon Meir. His wife learned in Machon Ora. And he told me that every time one of his children was ill, and sometimes they had serious illnesses, and they had all their official documents stolen. They once went to the consulate, and they put down a folder with all their official documents. Everything was stolen. He didn't have a passport, birth certificate, nothing. And it took him years to put it back together again, and he didn't have medical insurance. So he had problems getting medical treatment for his children, very simply, and they didn't have almost any money. So he told me that when his children he had more than once his children were seriously ill, and when nothing else worked, they'd bundle up the child and take him out to the Kotel and stand there and pray to Hashem to heal the child. Now this was a person who was clearly not Jewish. He came here for a political amnesty. In the country that he was in, they wanted to kill him for his political activism. He was a communist in a non-communist country, and they wanted to kill him. And so he fled to here, but he had no interest in Judaism. In the end, he did gear, him and his wife and his children, and they're all beautiful Jews. But when they came, they had no connection, no interest. But they used to go to the Kotel, and he told me every time they went, by the time they left, the child was better. So he told me the story as he was preparing for his brit. I mean, he was completely uncircumcised. I was with him. I was his sandik. He had no connection to Judaism. He wasn't Jewish by any stretch of the imagination. So I told him, I'm warning you, my dear friend, if this worked until now, you saw it work. After you become Jewish, it might not work. Because... And don't be disappointed, because that's our tradition. That Shlomo HaMelech, when he erected the temple, he said, if a non-Jew prays, give him whatever he asks for. If a Jew prays, only give him if he deserves it. So I'm warning you, I don't know if it'll work after you become Jewish. So we see this concept, and we see it in other places, that non-Jews can pray, and God listens to their prayers as well. Not only can they pray, but sometimes they'll get their prayers answered even sooner than we'll get our prayers answered. And sometimes they get away with things that we could not get away with. And that deserves a longer discussion. There are other examples of this concept.